This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Okay, if I won the record $1.5 billion Powerball jackpot, I'd have $525 million after taxes. That means I could easily buy the Playboy Mansion for $200 million or a 30,000-square-foot Manhattan mansion, which goes for just $120 million, fully loaded. A private luxury 757 jet will cost around $100 million, but something more sporty? How about the F-22 Raptor fighter? That costs $150 million, but you got to bribe somebody at the Pentagon to get one. You like boats? How about $250 million for Russian fertilizer oligarch Andrei Igorovich Melnichenko? His sailing yacht is the largest in the world, 7 decks, a crew of 54, pool, helipad, movie theater gymnasium, and a keel made of curved glass for watching stuff underwater. Jeffrey Mashnikowski has no yacht, but he is an associate professor of biostatistics at the University of Buffalo, and he would say just give it up, folks. He's done the math on your dismal odds of winning. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And did you really have to rain on everybody's Powerball parade there? Did you really have to?
Well, I do think that there is a positive side to it, and the positive side is that you're much, much, much more likely to win Powerball than complete a perfect NCAA college basketball bracket. So the odds aren't good, but there are a lot of other things in this world that that we routinely do that are much more difficult than winning Powerball.
All right. Well, with that positive thought there, let's proceed with your mathematical analysis that, in fact, Powerball is so sort of set up that, in fact, it's a really bad investment. Your $2 doesn't have much of a return under almost any circumstances.
Yes, that's correct.
How does that work?
The payoff is obviously huge. It's in the billions, but after taxes, you're going to be back under a billion. But the odds being 1 in 292 million, if you multiplied those odds times your payoff, that's going to be a small number relative to the $2 that you invested. So the money that you can win and the probability of winning that money, you're still going to be in the red, as they say. So it's a losing proposition. And that $2 could be spent on doing things like boosting 401ks, increasing mortgage payments. Any of those kind of things are a better use of your $2.
Now, a lot of people use numbers that are of emotional significance to them, and that actually reduces your odds even more because you're not considering a lot of numbers that are there. Explain how that works.
What I think it does in the long term is potentially reduce your payouts. So if you think along birthdays and so on, you may have people choosing numbers between 1 and 12 and 1 and 31. And with more people taking those numbers, if those numbers were to come up, you're now splitting your jackpot with those folks.
So as a mathematician, you're a statistician at the University of Buffalo, right?
Yes.
And that's got to be a really, really exciting job, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. And you've probably never thought for like even 1 second what you would do with $1.5 billion.
Yes, I really haven't given that a lot of thought.
Well, then could you make some history here and maybe give it a little bit of thought in the few seconds that we have?
My first step may be to hire a team of lawyers to figure out how I'm going to accept this money in terms of lump sum or over time. And
you're going to, the first thing you're going to do is pay some lawyers. Any more exciting than that?
I would look into retirement options and where I plan on spending my winters outside of Buffalo, I think would be the first investment property.
Well, Jeffrey, thanks so much. And
no problem.
If I win, I'll give you a call.
Sure.
I'll need your advice on lawyers if I do win. Jeffrey, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeffrey Mashnikowski is a University of Buffalo statistician.